Before we close our study on paganism, it would behoove us to take a quick look at a passage in Deuteronomy that has influenced Israel's attitude toward the pagan nations throughout history. While it is beyond the scope of this study to look at in depth each of the major religions of the world and their relationship to Avodah Zarah, let's briefly talk about the difference between tolerance and acceptance. Though it is obvious that the Torah's proscriptions against Avodah Zarah and paganism are universal in scope and expected to be followed by Gentiles and Jews alike, Israel has had a history of tolerance toward other religions. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9, we read, "And beware not to lift up your eyes to heaven, and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, and be drawn away, and worship them, and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven." When this passage is read at face value, it seems to indicate that not only is Israel not to participate in idolatrous worship, but additionally, that God has given idolatrous worship to the nations of the world. Indeed, the phrase, "those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven," has made commentators uncomfortable for centuries. Even the Septuagint adds the phrase, "to give light," at the end in order to avoid the idea that God gave the nations up to idolatrous worship. In the Jewish view, it was believed that polytheism and idolatry began at the Tower of Babel. As we mentioned in the first CD, in the Jewish view, it is believed that polytheism and idolatry began after the Tower of Babel, and that when God divided the nation's languages, he also allowed the idolatrous worship to begin. Therefore, the Jewish people, while doing their best to shine the light of the one true God, have at the same time learned to live with other nations who have other beliefs. Of course, idolatry was not to be tolerated within Israel, but outside, in the diaspora, the Torah gives no such command for complete annihilation or stomping it out. Jews living outside the land of Israel simply learn to tolerate the fact that non-Jews have different religious ideas, and in fact, Jewish law discourages denigrating a Gentile's religion while in the diaspora. But it should be noted that there is a huge difference between tolerance and acceptance. Acceptance recognizes other religions as inherently true, and that there is no need for conversion. Tolerance accepts that God is working in his own way to bring other people to a revelation of Hashem. The Jewish people still long to see the nations of the world come to faith in Hashem. The sages even instituted a blessing to be recited upon coming to a place that was formerly associated with idolatry. Blessed be he who has uprooted idolatry from the land. As we pointed out, the prophets of Israel foretell a time when all the nations of the world will be turning to the worship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May it be soon and in our days. What about paganism has been quite the journey. I hope and pray that you have learned and been challenged as much as I was in researching the material for these lectures. I also pray that you have seen that in the body of Messiah today, there is a real need for balance. On the one hand, we need to recognize that paganism is indeed real, but on the other side, an overfixation with it can become very dangerous and harmful. We cannot close our eyes to the reality of idolatry, but jumping over into the paganoia camp is just as futile. When someone comes to you and starts to tell you about the pagan origin of this or the pagan origin of that, take it with a grain of salt. Notice that the same social circle that delights in finding pagan superstition behind every Jewish and Christian practice also delights in a wide variety of conspiracy theories. We need to be wise and exercise our God-given ability for critical thinking. Please pray and strive for balance. Throughout this study, we have focused mainly upon the tangible aspects of Avodah Zarah. We chose to contain our study to this topic because it is one that has been largely neglected in the body of Messiah today. But spiritual idolatry is just as big of a problem, if not bigger, amongst believers today. I would like to quote Rabbi Aidan Steinsaltz at length from his message entitled, the paganization of Western culture. He states, "Yes, contemporary Western culture is a pagan culture. It is ruled by the gods of olden time, only with new names and different images. The first is the god of power, formerly known as Baal, literally owner, who sometimes appears in a slightly different form as Mammon, the god of money. Another such god is Ashtoreth, Ashtar, or Ishtar, the goddess of sex and fertility. In our time, though, it is no longer the goddess of fertility, but only of pure sex. Yet another god, perhaps promoted from a mere muse to a full-fledged deity, is Calliope, who is now the ruler of craving for fame. People may want money in order to obtain material goods. They may want sex for amusement, sometimes even for procreation. But fame is now a thing in itself. It is an addiction. What does the relatively new term celebrity mean? It means that one is a well-known nobody. And the better one is well-known, the less people care who and what one is. Indeed, many young girls and boys want to be film stars, not because they wish to be beautiful or powerful, but because they want to be known all over the world. One may ask, where are the temples of these gods? Well, the temples of Jupiter, Mammon, are in almost every other building in the city of London and in Geneva, only they are called banks, and their priests and high priests are called managers and executives. The temples, as well as the images of Ashtar, are everywhere. And Calliope has little shrines in almost every household in the form of television sets. May we, as followers of Messiah, flee from idolatry. Idolatry that is physical and idolatry that is spiritual. Idols, be they tangible or in our minds, have no place in the life of a disciple of Yeshua. We are to have one master, and it is Hashem alone. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. Amen.